This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Welcome to Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
My name is Silvia Malcolm. I'm from Colombia. I'm 29 years old. I study English now in Bloomsbury International. I prefer speaking. Grammar is too hard for me. Yeah.
Okay, here's a question for you, Sylvia. Have you ever had an interview for a job or for school?
Yes, in Spanish, obviously.
Matt recently went for a job interview and unfortunately he didn't get the job. Please listen carefully to this clip and then tell me, what did he do wrong?
I didn't get the job. It's my own fault, really. I should have prepared more carefully for the interview.
And you should have worn a clean shirt. And you shouldn't have been late.
Okay, Sylvia, did you hear what Matt did wrong?
He needs, yeah, the clean. I don't know. The clean.
Clean something, okay.
Yeah.
That's fine. Let's find out why Matt didn't get the job.
Hi, Sylvia. Don't worry. We're here to help you. Matt made three mistakes at his job interview. Firstly, he wasn't very well prepared. Secondly, he didn't wear a clean shirt. And thirdly, he was late. When we want to talk about mistakes we made in the past, we can use should have with a past participle, like this.
It's my own fault, really. I should have prepared more carefully for the interview.
Did you hear it? Should have prepared. Matt didn't prepare for the interview, but now he realises that was a mistake. Did you notice the way he shortens should have to should have? Listen again.
I should have prepared more carefully for the interview.
Eleanor uses both a positive and negative form of should have with the past participle to give her opinion of events in the past. Remember, Matt wore a dirty shirt and he was late for his interview.
And you should have worn a clean shirt. And you shouldn't have been late.
Positive, should have worn. Negative, shouldn't have been. So, if we want to give advice or opinions about past events which didn't go so well, we can use should have or shouldn't have with a past participle to talk about where we went wrong. That's all from me. Good luck with your grammar challenge.
Okay, so Catherine said at the beginning of her piece there that Matt made three mistakes. Did you hear from Catherine what mistakes he made?
I remember he didn't prepare the interview.
Mm-hmm.
He arrived late and he no clean the shirt.
Okay, that's right. He didn't wear a clean shirt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you got it that time. We're talking today about should have.
Should have.
Now, I want you to imagine that we are old friends. And we're in a pub, so let's have some pub effects. And last month, I got married, but unfortunately, my wife has told me that she now wants a divorce. So I really need you, Sylvia, my oldest friend, to tell me what I've done wrong using should have. So we're talking, okay. And I say to you, I went to the pub after work last Friday, and when I got home, my wife was really angry with me because the dinner was cold.
You shouldn't have gone to the pub.
Very good. I bought her some flowers to say sorry But they made her sneeze. Can you make a sentence?
You shouldn't have bought some flowers.
Well, to make it up to my wife, we went together to the cinema, but unfortunately, it started to rain while we were walking home, and we both got really, really wet.
You should have take?
Not take, so there's take, took.
Taken. Mm-hmm. You should have taken an umbrella.
Very good. Well, thank you for your advice.
Okay.
Sylvia, do you think I can save my marriage?
You should have saved your marriage, maybe.
That means it's too late. Oh, dear.
No.
BBCLearningEnglish.com.